1958, I was with Henry Jerome Band. I had a steady job at the Edison Hotel, you know, six nights a week. And Popsy Randolph called me. He said, "Pete, Popsy here. I just ran into Mel Powell, piano player with Benny from the 40s, right? Great, Mission to Moscow, wrote all those great tunes. You blew his mind, man." I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, what are you talking about? I said, he said, "Well, I'm walking down Times Square, and I run into Mel. And he just did the, you know, Mel left the jazz scene, became a serious composer. I mean, serious. He was writing, you know, concertos and, you know. And I got the call to do this thing for Mel Powell, the composition he wrote. It was a big orchestra, you know. And I had to play some doubles. I had to play some bassoon. I had to play bass clarinet, flute, piccolo, and saxophone. Okay.
Wow.
So after the thing was over, he said to the contractor, "Who's that guy over there with the glasses on? I want to talk to him." So the contractor went to me and said, "Mel would like to talk to you." I said, "Oh, okay, sure. All right, Mel." He says, "I want to tell you, these doubles you played, what is your major? I can't tell." I said, "Well, I'm a clarinet major. Actually, I, you know, Mayor Clarinet." He said, "It was wonderful. One, everything was wonderful. And that little thing, that little, you know, that piccolo part," he said, "it was very difficult, you know. Everything came out good." So he runs into Popsy on Times Square. And Popsy says, "I got to get a whole new band." The one and only time that Benny played the Waldorf Astoria, two-week engagement at the Waldorf Astoria, was finishing that week. He already put the whole band on notice except two people. Mel Davis, the lead trumpet player, and Roy Burns. Those were the only two people he was keeping. So he had to get a hold of the band. So he said to Popsy, he said, "Hey, I got to get busy here. We got some things doing. We're going to start rehearsing Tuesday at Carl Fisher." Every rehearsal was a paid rehearsal. That was one of the only times that he ever paid the entire band. I'm talking about going back to the 30s now. We got paid every rehearsal. At Carl Fisher's in 57th Street. So Popsy says, "What did you do with Mel Palatone?" He's asked me if I knew you. He says, "I took his shot. I took his professional shots." He says, "I was finishing up when the phone rang to tell me that Tommy Dorsey had died. Pete was, I was doing his, finishing up his thing." He says, "So, you thought, yes, if I know Pete, very well, you know." He says, I want you to come. I want you to play." Now here's, Benny wants to hear people. "Sunday night is our last night at the Waldorf. Bring your tenor, bring your clarinet, and I'm going to set it up." "Okay, what time you want me there?" "Well, we're finishing at 12, so you play, get there a little before 10, you play that set." "Okay, all right, good." You know who's on that band? Zoot Sims, right? All-star band. So anyway, I get there, and I knew Zoot already. I see him, and Zoot says, "Oh, you're the guy, huh? Oh, Pete, wonderful, wonderful." In other words, like, good luck. He was a fucking maniac. You know, Benny, he was a genius. But he had all kinds of mental, you know, he really. And I saw that. So I played the first set on second tenor. Benny always wanted to make sure that the second tenor player could play those low register things, and I eat those things up, you know. So I finish, and I'm packing up. Bobby says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I played." He's like, "He loves you. He's sending Zoot home. You got to play the other chair, the jazz chair." "Really? You mean?" I said, "He's letting Zoot." He said, "The whole band except Roy Burns and Mel Davis, they're the only one he's keeping." I said, "Well, why?" He says, "Don't ask me why. You know that. I'm crazy. It's crazy." Anyway, so I sit in and played the jazz chair, right? That was it. Thing was over. Everybody's going home, including me, and I figured, oh, maybe, you know, Zoot. How can I compare with Zoot? Popsy said, "He loves you. He loves you. You got the job. Tuesday morning, Carl Fisher." And that's how I got in the band. And I played. We played the Clay Smith. That was 58. We did the Steve Allen show twice. We did the Kate Smith show live.